I'm Buns. I live in Antarctica, and I can tell you firsthand the ice is melting. The ocean is rising, and I can go outdoors in a t-shirt now and live to tell about it.
I'm Barb, and I live on Plastigono Beach, and I'm all in favor of global warming. If the world were a beach, it would be a better place to live.
It sure would be a beach.
Ain't that a beach?
Well, the first thing that I took note of this week was the statement from Sarah Palin that the reason she didn't do well in the vice presidential debate was there was nobody, she says, there was nobody I could hold hands with and pray. And so she blames that, nobody she could hold hands with and pray. How does that strike you? What do you think of when you hear that?
Being the intensely religious person that I am, I think it means God did not want her to win that game.
Well, that's one way to look at it. God did not put people around her that she could pray with. And so she was defeated. She just doesn't strike me as being sincere in any way.
It's flamboyant. It's wanting to put on a show. That's the whole idea. It's like I said, the Lucy Ricardo complex. I want to be on TV. I want to be in show business. I don't care if I look like a nut. I just want to be in show business.
Well, I think that people that use God that way, a lot of them, anyway, I can't say all of them, they just don't realize how idiotic they look and seem and how insincere. And maybe they don't look that way to other quote-unquote religious nuts, you know. Somehow evoking God's name is like a magic dust or something to a certain group of people. No matter how nasty you live your life, I think it should that your life, if it has to be judged on what you do and how you act. What good do you do on earth, not just throwing around God's name? It's just hypocrisy like big time.
That kind of thinking won't get you on TV for nothing.
Dang it!
If you want to, you got to be holier than thou and fire and brimstone type crap and believe in the...
magic! I was hearing some comedian mention how he's raising his children to be ethical, good people, to do the right thing. But he's still getting a lot of flack from, I don't know, maybe it's his wife's family or something, that his children should be raised in a certain religion. Just, but that's not good enough. He's got to believe in magic. He's got to teach the magic, you know. I thought that was a pretty good statement because it is about magic, right, religion?
Well, there are two schools of thought. Are you good because it's the right thing to do, or are you good because it's the religious thing to do? And I think if we had all just be good because it's the right thing to do, you'd come from a different place.
Well, yeah, but the magic...
being good for yourself.
Well, the magic has to do with believing in miracles and walking on water and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, I'm not really bothered by people in general who have these views, but when they just throw around these words, like you say, to get elected, it just makes me shudder. Do you know in England, it's they have the opposite view. If you're running for office, you keep the word God out of it because you're stirring things up, and it's viewed as very hypocritical. And they stop it cold right there because you won't get elected if you throw God's name around. But we're the opposite, and we're the only, well, we're not the only country. I mean, no, but maybe we're the only Western country that does this kind of stuff.
Well, it didn't used to be that way. People were concerned that John Kennedy would not be electable because he was, you know, an intensely religious man from an intensely religious family.
Well, did anyone ever really think John Kennedy was intensely religious? He was Catholic. That was the deal. He didn't have the right brand. I think that it was had always been a Protestant. I think that they were more, I don't think the Kennedys were known to be intensely religious.
Oh, yeah. Rose Kennedy was a very good, strict Catholic, and she raised her children to whom much is given, much as will be required. She was an intensely religious woman, and they gallivanted around and were playboys and all that kind of thing, but they were, when it came to religion, they were very devout people who...
Yeah, but Robert and Bobby and... Well, anyway, back to what's happening relatively around now. Michael Steele, Republican National Committee leader, is that his correct title?
I don't know, RNC chairman.
Yeah. You know what, I think of something like Run DMC or something because he makes so many hip-hop references. and you know, he strikes me as being very educated and almost elegant in the way he carries himself, but he uses street language here and there. I don't know if it's just to appeal to a certain group, but then Obama never stooped to that, you know?
Well, John Stewart said it doesn't work with just any black man. He said, we get a black man, they get one. You know, we bring in King Kong, they're going to bring in Godzilla.
Because we have a Republican black man, okay.
And remember, there was that awful racist.
That's a good word.
I learned English from George Bush. That's my strategic reason.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going.
Well, I have to... I've seen several interviews with Michael Steele where he just seems really full of himself. That's the main thing. He wants to be a rock star or a rap star. And just today I saw a clip where they asked him if he was jealous of the president.
Oh, I saw that too.
And he says, are you jealous of Obama? He says, why? Well, he's the president. Well, I'm RNC. So what? I mean, he's just... got a weird attitude. And when there was some clip I've seen a few times where he says, how do you like me now? And he rubs his long tongue all over his lips, you know? I'm thinking, well, what was that taken out of context from? You know, I'm sure it was, but it's just odd. It was something he did in public. And I'm thinking that he's let it be known that he would like to run for president. So he's really got a big head already. And he actually said, since the theme seems to be around God right now, he actually said he will run for president if God wants him to.
Well, since God didn't like that theory.
Now, how are we going to know God wants him to? How's he going to know God wants him to?
Why would God set him up for a fall?
Well, God must want him to be RNC, and that's where he's at.
And some people don't think God has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about, and I looked it up too, this, your computer, how your computer can pray for you for a fee. It's called informationageprayer.com, and it's basically about $5 a month.
Is there a computer God that it pays?
Well, it's if you're too lazy to pray for yourself, the computer will pray for you. And this just blows my mind. Yeah, and you can pick your religion. I found it odd, though, that if you're a Muslim, it will only pray for you in English, but the computer... Wait, I've got... Okay, the speakers will be facing Mecca. And there's some special deals.
I want the cut right now.
the first daily prayer, I'm not sure what that one is, because it didn't print off very well. It's kind of half chopped off. A prayer for financial help is $3.95 instead of $5.
Well, I think that's nice.
Yes, if you got to be praying because you're too poor, they're going to give you a little bit of a break, you know.
That's special.
The church lady. And Hail Marys are only 7 cents if you buy them in bulk. So,
you know, there's a thought. We'll start doing that.
It's already being done, so we can't do that now.
Well, why can't we go in business doing it too?
Well, I don't know if anybody's really taking people up on this. And I saw a comment when I was looking up. There were several things on this site, but this one, there was one called the Friendly Atheist, and it says, but don't think this is a scam. They're giving 10% of their money to charity. See, they must be good people. Obviously, whether real or not, this is just designed to take advantage or expose people who think prayer has some real effect on their lives. I'd love to know who's behind it. Well, okay, I'm not real religious at all, obviously. But I think prayer can have effect on your life, but it's because you do it yourself. You know, you're conveying your feelings outwardly, upward, or whatever. It's because you do it. Just to sleep while your computer prays, I don't think it's the same thing, do you? But it was a hilarious idea. I mean, it's made for a comedy moment.
Well, you could, I mean, my husband is a programmer. He could...
Programs, yeah, he could set this up, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he did. Nobody knows who did it.
My husband is a phantom religious programmer.
There you go.
He programs for God.
Yeah. Except,
wonder how long this has been going on.
I don't know. Just somebody on TV brought it to my attention and anyone else who was listening. But it's a wild idea. Well, there's another person who's using God, and well, there was like a million of them, but another one in the news lately, Michelle Bachmann, Republican from Minnesota.
Congressman Michelle Bachmann, isn't she a lovely lady?
Well, she's real special, too, and she uses the word jihad, oddly enough, that...
My grandfather was a farmer, and whenever I hear the word jihad, he would yell at the horses, gee and haw, and one meant right and left, and how horses knew, I don't know.
Well, you can teach animals things.
Well, why didn't you just say right and left?
Well, that's a good thought there. Well, anyway, this woman has is very paranoid, and of course she thinks Obama is evil and uses words like we have to rise up and have a revolution against them. She's using the kind of language that if we used in public, we'd probably be put in jail. She considers herself a foreign correspondent on enemy lines. She says, and I will try to let everyone back here in Minnesota know exactly the nefarious activities that are taking place in Washington. Well, the most weird thing that she's done lately is she's afraid that the American dollar is going to be replaced by some kind of wacky world currency. It's not an issue that's been brought up.
Well, I think it's important at this point in the economy to spend all the taxpayer dollars we can so Congress can meet and discuss
nothing.
New issues. I mean, I'm pro-Apple. I don't know pass protecting the Apple. I mean, we don't want them to go away. Do you want an Apple to go away? Are you one of those communists that are against Apples? You are, aren't you?
Well, and someone, I'm not sure who said this, I just picked it up somewhere, quote, sometimes I'm just so grateful we have Michelle Bachmann watching out for us, fighting the tough battles. The legislation would ensure that the U.S. dollar would remain the currency of the U.S. Thank God, I was afraid I was going to have to convert all of my money to yen. Bachmann is good at finding common sense solutions to non-existent issues. And then on a show, I'm not sure which one, where they were talking about this, this dude comes on and says, you know, I saw this guy with his head in a bag sniffing glue, and he made more sense than she does.
It's true.
So her head is full of glue also. You know, we ought to have a head full of glue award for each show. And well, she gets it, I think, this time.
Well, we could have, you know, like three top choices. Michelle Bachmann. Well, there's that jerk in Minnesota that's threatening to take it all the way to the Supreme Court because he doesn't want Al Franken to have his...
Is that Minnesota also?
Yeah.
Dang, Minnesota. Oh, yeah, this has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with God, so it's not part of the theme. But this John Boehner, or his name looks like it's pronounced Boner.
But he does have beautiful eyes, you got to admit that.
Yeah, but he's a Republican.
He's a jerk face. I mean, he's just like, if Obama says we all need to tighten up our belts, I don't think that's absolutely necessary. Nobody tells us Americans what to do.
Oh, well, you know, Republicans truly are the party of no. They just hate the Democrats and Republicans. No matter what they say, they're going to just... They're just mad because they didn't win. Dang it. But anyway, so after they, you know, large committees, I suppose, hash out this giant new proposal, stimulus package, which is, I don't know, 1,500 pages or something, you know. Then the Republicans come up with, no, we are going to have a better proposal than that. And the president almost like kind of dared them, oh, well, that's it. So, against...
Yeah, if you've got a better solution, let's hear it, let's talk about it, let's get serious.
Well, so, Boehner comes out with a little pamphlet, and, I don't know, 15 pages or something, and I think...
If they're going to start making him provide facts, that's not fair.
But there weren't really any in there. It was a budget proposal without any actual figures or how they were going to solve anything or how much money goes anywhere. The only thing that had a figure to it at all was that Americans up to 100...
Was it the stimulus thing?
No, Americans up to 100,000... making up to $100,000 should be taxed 10%, and everybody over that 25%, which actually says it's the largest tax break ever in the U.S. for the rich. So that was their only actual idea in there. Of course, now they were kind of shamed into, wait a minute, this is a pamphlet of nothing. And, we'll get back to you with the rest of the details next week. Well, it's next week already. I'm waiting to see... What could possibly top that?
It's Wednesday. That's the big day.
Okay, then we'll see what comes out.
Michelle Bachman has a nice smile. She plasters it all over the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be sitting there with one of those stupid ideas like, I am pro-dollar. I do not want the American currency done away with. Yeah, like any of us got any left.
Yeah.
Well, there went my 38 cents, you know.
Mm.
And but then she plasters this big, huge smile on her face. She's like, what happens to an old Barbie doll? And that's what she reminds me of, an old Barbie doll.
Well, there's many things that could freeze your face, I suppose. Well,
if your head is filled with glue, it would work.
Well, I think Sarah Palin pretty much got the glue award last week, so we can probably give it to Michelle Bachman. However, old Boehner, he's right up there. And Karl Rove, he had an editorial in the Wall Street Journal criticizing Obama, of course, because he's Republican. And he says that... Obama seems to think if he repeats false statements all the time, that they'll just come true. And
well, it worked for Bush.
Well, yeah, that weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, blah 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 blah. What is it that they worked on us for months and months before we went to war, building up to the Iraq War? So that was exactly one of their major tactics, and. I don't know really what particularly he was referring to that Obama was repeating over and over. I see him trying to work things out, actually.
Well, there were, right today I was kind of disappointed with Obama because he kind of backed down on that deal with the GM by firing that guy. Now, I admit the guy's no prize to begin with.
I was kind of happy about it, but I didn't catch all the details.
Well, he let the banks ride and kiss their rear ends, and we got to work through this together.
Well, I think there should be more slapping down rather than ass kissing, that's for sure. There should be slapping asses, not kissing asses. But some people really like that, don't they?
I was getting to that's part of the stimulus package.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been using sexual references in Congress, both sides. I wish I could think of some of them right off. I know Joe the Plumber, but he's not really, you know, much anything, but he stands up in front of a crowd and says, "Ooh, you all make me horny." But I think that Steele and some other people, I would
love to have been in that crowd, and I would have stuck my fingers down my throat.
Gosh. I mean, the whole thing was invented anyway, Joe the Plumber, but it made him personality now. He can go around, say stupid stuff, and get attention, you know.
I just saw a thing on the internet, spies wanted for the CIA.
Well, he's keeping that pretty on the down low.
I got to call Barbara Bachman and tell her something.
Oh. Is there a click where you can just join up or something?
I feel like spying.
I know that they're much more careful than that. In fact, I used to know somebody who, well, remember my first, the Nameless and the Dead, who... husband, his sister was in the CIA, and they came and asked neighbors, and you know, they did research on her for a long time, and I'm sure some of it they didn't even know who all they were asking about her, and took about months and months of finding out information about her and seeing if she was good enough or clean enough or whatever to work for them. So I know it's not like click if you want to be a spy.
Me up every time I hear it. The stimulus package. I think I can call up this Michelle Bachman and convince her this is a thing designed by Women's Lib movement to demand equal sexual satisfaction from men in this country.
And she would work to get a bill passed against it or something.
Yeah, that it's too...
If she can't be happy and have a natural smile, then no woman needs to be happy with a natural smile.
We got these soldiers over in Iraq being electrocuted.
Oh, but that's not funny.
It's horrid.
Yeah, I mean...
But apparently the U.S. government thinks it's pretty funny. You know, it was so funny once, they did it a couple of hundred times.
Yeah. You know how figures are usually downplayed in the media? If somebody's admitting to 200 electrocutions, you wonder how much more it might be.
One of the guys, the cause of death, I read this on the internet, was listed as natural causes. And his family was really upset about that, because why would a healthy young man die in a shower of natural causes?
Especially with signs of electrocution.
With his toes smoking. I mean, I guess we shouldn't make fun of that, because his family could hear it. But
my goodness,
it's
sad, and it's horrid, and it's bad to... what is it, the company called? Is it subsidiary of Halliburton? Or
KBR, Kellogg Brown, I think it is.
Okay, well, is that related to Halliburton?
That is Halliburton.
Okay, so they like to change their names just to confuse people, but it's still them. So they did a shoddy job, and of course, nobody bid against them is usually how that went. They just were going to get the job for an inflated amount of money, and then they do shoddy work. So instead of going to jail or trial or some kind of paying out to the families or something for restitution, what do? They send in another company to investigate and repair. And what company is that?
Halliburton.
Well, it's another subsidiary of Halliburton. So it's just all screwed up.
Well, too, anything can go wrong once or even twice. hey, we put it up in a hurry. We didn't have time to take all the precautions. And things happen. But after one guy dies needlessly being electrocuted because he took a shower,
yeah,
something needs to be corrected.
Yeah, but it's finally, it took about 200 of them to, 200 electrocutions to somebody finally put their foot down. Hey, we got to fix this.
Well, there are several thousand. There isn't enough time to fix it, but probably before 100 more die. And I mean, do they have to have lights in the showers if this is that much of a problem? Just get rid of the lights.
And, well, it might be pitch dark in there.
Well, it could be. Who was it? Was it Chairman Mao? I forget. Anyway, he said there are two ways to deal with the drug problem. And one, legalize drugs, which he's against that. Two, kill all the drug dealers. I mean, kill all the people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that. But you can't do either one, really. Oh, well, you could do one, but we won't do it.
Well, the whole concept of making a drug illegal does not curb the use. If anything, it's the forbidden fruit and makes it more...
Well, the bad guys get in there and have this illegal market when there's always lots of bloodshed, gang wars, and anything that's illegal, it gets nasty. Nastier. And if it was legal, like, you still got problems. You know, you're going to have people that are doing drugs and when they shouldn't be doing drugs. And just like alcohol, you got drunks, right? You got people that will still get in their car and drive. But it's not popular, and I think it's been vastly curbed. But there will always be problems. But sounds like something that should be considered, but nobody has the balls because the religious right are going to raise up and just kill, at least with words, whoever is proposing that. Not thinking about it. I mean, it's like saying, oh, anybody can get abortion anytime, whatever. They're so sensitive about abortion, not realizing, well, maybe it could be a personal decision and a personal moral decision, or just keep it really, you know, private. That always got me. I'm not pro-abortion, but I have enough sense to know I can't tell somebody else what to do with their life.
Well, nobody's pro-abortion, I don't think. I'm pro-choice. I don't think the government has a right to force me to have a baby, whether I want it or not. That's a very intimate choice, and nobody has a right to step inside my body. I mean...
Thanks for listening to the Buns and Barb Talk Show, the show of two Southern Belles with balls. Catch us on iTunes and be sure and visit our MySpace site at myspace.com/Buns and Barbs Talk Show.
And remember, two wrongs won't make a right, but three lefts will. Stay alert and stay opinionated. Cha-cha-cha.